and on the line now, I have Dermot Edwards, photographer, and the shop down in Donaghmede there. Good morning to you, Dermot.
Good morning, how are you?
Okay, how many years is this now you're running this competition?
Oh, God, since I was a boy.
Really?
In some form, he's had the competition going about 20 years, in some shape or fashion. It started off as a little small, just literally, it actually started off as him doing an exhibition of some photographs he did while he was away and travelling and that, and he sold them for charity. And then, obviously over a glass of wine or two, someone suggested, why don't you run a competition for the camera clubs? So that was about 15 years then that it actually started in its form that it's currently almost in.
Okay. Well, all the submissions have to be, no. Yeah, when is the final time for the submissions? The 2nd of October, is it?
It's the beginning of October from the clubs then. And so what they do is they'll contribute as a group. So each of the clubs will have, say, a standard how they submit their pictures, their images. So whether they come presented in frames or a mounting board, and then they'll all be given in. So this year, we're again, just to keep them all on their toes, we twisted it. Mm-hmm. So we told everybody to have it in together.
Okay.
Which means that if you're in last, you're not getting any inspiration. You've got to do all the work yourself.
Okay, very good. And when you're talking about that, so people can have them wherever, present them in any way they can, that will enhance the photograph itself.
Yeah, well, one of the huge things that we always get the clubs to do is, because they'll submit as a club, they all need to be uniform. So it really reflects how well you turn out as nearly a team, you know, that way. So if, say, for example, you've got one club and they use frames, well, it'd be awful if somebody then put it in without a frame in that club. It would just bring it down. But sometimes what people do is they'll put them into a frame to dress it up, make it look really, you know, really classy and, you know, I'm trying to think of the word, expensive and, you know, really polished finish is a better word. But then other clubs, they might go for the idea of, well, let the picture speak for itself. So we just put them literally a flat board. And then all you worry about is the picture. But then you'll get different judges and they'll come along and they'll critique it for your presentation.
Okay.
You know, so if you've got it looking really well, you'll get an extra point, or if you've just got something slapped up, which none of our clubs ever would slap up, of course.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Of course. And has it always, Dermot, has it always had a theme to it? Because this one year's artisan.
This one is artisan, yeah. Some years we had it open, so you could submit basically any picture you thought that you really enjoyed or one of your favourite, your best pictures. Over the last few years, we've brought in themes, and it's great because if you add up all the numbers of members of the clubs and you say the word artisan to them, they're all going to come back with their different interpretation, which is always great for an argument. So with this year when I released the title, we're using our friends in Wikipedia, if we're allowed to say that, as their definition of artisan. So everybody got that one. So this year's artisan, and they've got a little nudge as to how to find the inspiration for the picture.
Mm-hmm. And is it still as, you know, does the meaning still hold today, or has it changed? Because, I mean...
The meaning of artisan?
Yeah, that's what I mean, because, I mean, I'm sure that you'd class an entrepreneur as an artisan these days.
Well, one of the great things, the traditional artisan is somebody working with their hands, you know, the way. And the irony of it all, when I was sitting drawing up, and I'm sitting working on Photoshop and different software, effectively, I'm artisan because I'm skilled and I'm working with my hands, you know. Now, that's kind of cheeky, but it is the definition, you know, of something that's hand-produced, you know, skillful. The amount of areas in the shopping centre alone, like in Donaghmede Shopping Centre, we were laughing. What we would have loved to do is actually go around and shoot all the people. Like, if you actually think the butcher here.
Yes, yeah.
You know, the butcher is out there and he's trimming and dicing and slicing, or you've got the chefs over in Kay's kitchen. You know, you've got the cobbler downstairs. You know, all these kind of things, it puts up a good argument as to exactly what's artisan, which is what we want. We want to stimulate conversation.
Can I ask you, as well as that, you know, with technology now, any of the people over the years have still got back to the old-fashioned camera? Because I was only reading an article in the paper last week. Now, I know they wouldn't be using them in this competition. And I don't know if it's, but the old Instamatic, Kodak Instamatic is making a comeback for some peculiar reason, which was weird to me.
Film is alive and well. We process, and it's interesting. We had that debate as to will we get rid of a film processor, you know, or not. It's one of those things. It's a machine and runs with chemicals and so on and so forth. You've got to keep it in tip-top fashion. And then we got approached by other companies who were saying, we're not doing enough, but could you do it for us? So we've been working. Now, some weeks we can put in through 50 rolls of film.
Wow.
Like, and that's the old, and it's amazing, you know, when you consider we were considering stopping it. There's an awful lot of people, and they use it almost for the art of it. It's the sort of thing, and it's the same with the revival of the vinyl record. You know, people say there's something pure about it, and you can't hide with film.
I think as well, Dermot, and I could be wrong because I'm not technically minded, but I'm sure as well that I know that with the cameras that you take, the new cameras taking a photograph of phones or whatever, they're terrific and all that sort of carry on. Then you can transfer them onto your computer and that's how you preserve them. But there's still that little fear that things can happen to machines and things can be lost with the click of a button. And I think that fear is there. Maybe that's why people are going back to film as well.
I actually think we should fuel that fear, because one of the greatest things you can actually do, we get people coming in, we do photo restoration and repair and copies of photographs, and you'll have somebody come in, and they're the same age as me, they're only a slip of a thing, but they're like, oh, this is me granny's sister in 1807, it's a picture, can you copy it, because all the family want one, which is brilliant. There's a whole generation running around out there and they've got their smartphones and they're putting all their pictures up onto the cloud and they physically don't have a picture. And with the development and technology of the paper and the chemicals, they're all archival now. Like our paper here, you know, if you put it in the right conditions, it'll last a generation. It'll be here for 100 years.
Well, as you go on.
Yeah. I was going to say, whereas you take your picture on your smartphone and you upload it to the cloud, and I must send them a bottle of wine to say thanks, but the CEO of Google a few years ago told people, go and print your pictures. You know, get them down from the cloud, because what's going to happen, people talk about, there was VCRs and camcorders, an awful lot of people now don't even have a DVD player. So in 20 years' time, when all your children's memories are stored up in the cloud, how are you going to get them back down to print them? So that's where, fortunately, if they start printing them now, we'd be delighted.
Yeah, I see. I know a lot of people as well, like, don't have video players, but they had a lot of stuff, the old 8mm cameras and stuff like that.
And oh, yeah.
The handheld video players, and they had all these. And I have tapes at home. As well, reams of it as well, but I still have a video player and I did transfer them onto video so I can watch them anytime. But
I only yesterday took in a roll of cine film, and there was a chap saying, you know, God, he couldn't find anywhere to transfer it, and he didn't even think of asking up in Banamead Shopping Centre, because, you know, it's just you think you're going to some specialist place. So he came in and said, we are the specialist. What is very interesting, and kind of it'll bring it full circle back to the camera clubs, these are people who are passionate about all that media, all the technology, about going out and taking a picture, but then actually printing the picture. The clubs themselves, they will generally do a monthly competition amongst themselves, you know, in-house, and they bring in a guest speaker or a guest judge to critique and have a look at it. And in that way, they're actually stimulating the not so much the industry, but the enjoyment of the hobby,
mm-hmm.
which is what's needed at the moment, because it's too easy to get sucked up and sitting down watching them. We won't name names, but
yeah,
box set on television, you know. It keeps people active.
Yeah, and I think as well, it sort of, if you have pictures and you have them away somewhere, they're easily accessible. I know on the phone and all like that, but they're inclined to get forgotten in the technology. Absolutely. On your computer, on your phone, they're sort of forgotten. And then when someone says, oh, I must show you this, it takes them ages to find it as well.
To pull it up.
So to have
and
it in.
And you're looking at this thing on a 4-inch screen, look at back, yeah?
Yeah, and if you look back at the programmes they've made, Who Do You Think You Are, it always relies on the old photograph, and especially that program you did about your man who used to take all the photographs in O'Connell Bridge as well, which
Arthur Field.
Yes, yeah.
People, yeah, we actually, a couple of years ago, we did one of the teams we did was on the street, and we got his son David in to be the judge.
Wow.
And it was really interesting. Now, there's a guy that's full of stories. But we brought him in to have a look and be the judge, yeah. So it was great because there was a whole generation of people who were aware of his father. You know, the idea of the street photography, then who better to get than the legend himself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, his son. So it just worked out brilliantly for us.
That's great, great. Okay, how many judges do you have, incidentally, Dermot?
We used, a couple of years, multiple judges where we would get a judge into shortlist and then we would get, say, a judge to work off that just to really get a couple of different views. The judge we used last year was brilliant and really went down well. And it's hilarious because some years they hate the judge. And at the end of the day, who doesn't like a judge? So this year we'll have a single judge, and that man or woman's opinion is final, good, bad, or indifferent.
Okay, so people now want to take part in it. What's the criteria again? Website, call into the shop. Has to be all done by the 2nd of October.
Yeah, if they pop into the shop, we can give them more details, or they can have a look up on our Facebook. You'll find a lot of information about us on there. Or just give us a call, send me an email, dermot@photograph.ie, and we can answer any questions. So by the second week, they'll all be on display in Donnymead Shopping Centre on the first floor.
Okay.
I have to do the old cliche. We do have to say a huge thanks to Donnymead Shopping Centre. They've always really supported it. They allocate a whole unit to us. If needs be, they'll do it up, they'll paint, they'll decorate, you know, just to keep it really smart. So we have to say thank you to them and to Dublin City Council, who for the last few years have sponsored some spectacular trophies for us.
Okay. So I'm going to stop down and have a look myself, but you'll see the presentation as well. People can go to the presentation, I'm sure, and the awards, and that'll be on the 15th of November.
Yeah.
Okay, great. It's absolutely great, Dermot. The Michael Edwards Photography Awards competition, and again, I'm sure it's going to be a huge success. And is it open to people outside the area as well, or are people restricted?
Oh, yeah, like if clubs want to contact us directly, there's no problem with that, and I can give them more details. The more clubs, the merrier. But if they want to come back and contact me, there's no problem. As I say, it's dermot@photograph.ie, and then we can have a chat with him and explain what goes on.
Okay. Listen, anyway, thanks very much for coming on. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Super.
And as I say, I'll drop down and have a look myself. Thanks
Brilliant.
Very much, Dermot.
Thanks very much. Thanks a lot, too.
And by the way, do you open late on the weekend, or are you open the same time as the shops?
Same time as the shop, but
okay.
We open Monday to Saturday. We have to. Sunday's a day of religious obligation.
Okay. One of the few places that I observe that now, I have to say.
Oh, absolutely. And there's no meat today either.
Okay. Thanks very much,
Dermot.
Thank
Cheers.
You. Bye bye.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye. Get all your information there. You can drop into the shop there in Donnymead. Yeah, one of the few places that close on Sunday, I must say. The shop, it's on the first floor beside the opticians and that, and just up from the post office. And Michael Edwards Photography, the competition there. Now, all the entries must be in by clubs by the 2nd of October. And then the presentation and awards are on Thursday the 15th.